So much for being here. We welcome you tonight. This is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as Mayor of the City of South Jordan right now with this outstanding City Council and our administrative staff who are here. We welcome all of you here with us or any who may be watching online and appreciate you being here. We're going to open our meeting tonight with an invocation by our Director of Strategy and Budget, Mr. Don Tingey.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here tonight in this City Council meeting, and blessed Thy Spirit might be upon us as we go about the business of the city and looking to make this community a great place to live and to work and to play. And grateful for our opportunities to serve Thee and to serve this wonderful community, and bless the residents that they might be watched over, and grateful for the staff that has taken care of the snow today and for the safety in our community. And bless, we might have a good evening, and we say these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Tingey. We will have a Pledge of Allegiance directed by our Associate Director of Public Works, Mr. Colby Hill.
Please rise and repeat the Pledge of Allegiance with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. As a reminder, we invite any in our community who are ever interested in providing an invocation of any kind, a reverence or an invocation at our council meeting, more than welcome to do so. You can contact our city recorder, and we'd love to have, we put that invitation out publicly a couple times a year and make sure people know. Just want you to know, anybody who's ever interested in doing a reverence or an invocation, would love to have you. Okay, real quick before we get to the agenda, I just want to make sure, I don't know if anybody's here for this or not, but there was an agenda item that had been noticed, and the applicant pulled it from the agenda. So if you're here about the DAI development, the developer pulled that from the agenda. We won't be discussing that tonight. He asked to have it taken off the agenda. You're still welcome to stay. You're welcome to speak in public comment if you'd like, but we don't have that on our agenda anymore tonight because the applicant asked to have it pulled. So it just by informational purposes.
Will it be
Yeah, I'm sure it probably, it'll be up to the applicant. Okay. If they decide they want to reschedule. My guess is they probably will.
And the best way to find that out is?
It'll be noticed. It'll be noticed the same way. We'll put the notice out the same way. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Just wanted you to know, I thought, in case there's anybody here, and Mr. Harris was astute to that, there might be people here because that was on the agenda and the applicant pulled it. So just FYI, we aren't talking about that tonight, but you're welcome to stay and join us and even speak in public comment if you'd like. But if the developer brings that back. I know, we didn't want you to sit here if you're like, when are you talking about that, you know? We have lots of cool stuff to talk about, but not that. So anyway, thank you. Okay, item D on the agenda, we have the minutes from our March 4th, 2025 Council Study Meeting and City Council Meeting that have been sent out in draft form. Has everyone had a chance to review those? And if so, are there any amendments to be made, or is there a motion to approve those draft minutes?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve the minutes D1 and D2.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Any discussion or amendments to be made? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes that have been sent in draft form, D1 and D2, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Thank you. Okay, Mayor and Council reports. We just want to take a quick minute to share an update of some of the, just a few of the things that we've each been working on. There's more than we could ever share all on this meeting, but we feel like it's an opportunity for us to just give a little bit of information to you about some of the things each of us have been working on over the past 2 weeks here in the city. Is there anyone who would like to go first? Mr. Shelton, would you mind going first?
Yeah, thanks. Fine to start. Since our last meeting, I met with the Jordan River Commission Executive Board and did some planning for the upcoming board meeting, general board meeting. This last Saturday, I attended the Salt Lake County Republican Organizing Convention and met with a number of our representatives and other elected leaders there. And last evening, I had a hard time finding parking, but I attended the art show over at the Gale Center, and what a great show. And I have to say, Mayor, you did a great job, and I think
thank you. I had the easy part. Well. Everybody does all the work, and I just get to come and see him present the awards. I had the easy part.
Yeah, it was great. I think it was terrific. Anyway, that's my report, Mayor.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Would you like to go?
Sure. So attended the Social Race Series. And it was the St. Patrick's Day 5K, and that was a fun time to go out the era.
We named that after you.
Thank you. But even with the weather not so great, people showed up in mass and ran that race, and it was a lot of fun as usual. City staff did a great job and showing up and organizing that event. The art show also was wonderful from last night, and so Jason, I know you're involved in that. So thanks for your involvement and for all that are involved in putting that together. So we have many talented artists in the city, and it's always nice that we give people the opportunity to showcase their artwork. And you know, it's people from all different age groups, you know, and all different talent levels are able to go in there and showcase their art. So that was wonderful. And I've just had various interactions with residents, you know, and met with Stephen Schaefermeyer and other city staff on a few issues. There's some road construction projects that I've, you know, been talking with residents on and just trying to resolve a few things. And so, but it's overall, staff's been doing great, and we've been doing whatever we can to take care of the residents in our city.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Just briefly, I was able to attend the Youth Council Conference in Logan on Friday night, and looked like the youth were having a good time. Awesome. Said it was a good event for them.
Great, thank you.
So if staff can, I put together a short little video recapping just the art show last night. If they can go ahead and play that. Borrowed some music from John Schmidt. Part just wanted to highlight tonight that it was recommended in our arts master plan that the arts council start doing an award to recognize artists that really are pillars within South Jordan. And for this year, for the inaugural award, we selected Erin Grimshaw. She's a Bingham High School Sterling Scholar. She's won numerous awards. In fact, one of her pieces will be hanging up in the U.S. Capitol this year. And just thought that was a great person who's been a true pillar of arts in South Jordan and participated in many art shows throughout her young life so far. And just glad to be able to recognize her and to kick off an award that will hopefully further strengthen the arts in South Jordan. Besides everything going on with the art show, Ray's not here. I was going to give him a shout out, our director of public works. Sidewalks start getting busted up in the city, and the public works departments made it out into my neighborhood, and grateful for the hard work that they put in and doing the job efficiently. A couple blocks from me, a couple months ago, they were working, and one of the residents approached me and commented at how impressed they were with how hard the public works crew was working. And then my wife, yeah, basically woke up to them making noise and you know, looked out the window, and she was impressed with how hard they were working. So just want to give a shout out and thank you to our public works team that's working on fixing the sidewalks and their diligent efforts in doing so. And then during the last couple weeks, I've had a chance to speak to various residents about some parking concerns that they have around the ballpark that will be coming, and just keep trying to ensure them that the Miller team's working to resolve any parking issues, and that that ballpark should hopefully be a wonderful asset to the city. And that's everything, Mayor.
Awesome, thank you. Okay, I'm going to try to just keep this really brief. I had the chance to be part of the meeting, and Mr. McGuire, you were part of this too, I think, to approve the final artwork for the new track stop. Yes. We're getting ready to, it's interesting, there's going to be some information that comes out and says a big announcement. Well, we've already kind of had quite a bit of conversation about an announcement that the new track stop is going to open, and it'll be the South Jordan downtown track stop. Anyway, we had the chance to approve, final approval for the art, the artwork that will go up there, and our team's worked really hard with the artist and the Arts Council, and it's going to be really nice. So that was fun. I have a lot of things on here. I'm just going to skip down really quick. The art show last night was fantastic, and I would encourage you to go. It's open for the next few days, and it's just fantastic. The art show was so much talent, so many talented people. And I've also received some really great compliments and expressions of gratitude from members of the public for our staff, different staff members, for art staff, for two different ones for police, and one for our public works team just barely recently, just for all the hard work they do and how helpful they've been to residents and the good work happening. So just a shout out to all of our staff. We appreciate how hard you work. And there are several folks who have reached out to express how much our residents appreciate it as well. There's a lot more, but I am going to just wrap that up and just say there's been a lot of meetings, there's a lot of projects going on and a whole lot happening, and we wrapped up the legislative session. So that came to a close, and we are not legislators in the state legislature, but you'd be surprised how much time that takes for us during the session. So that came to a close. There's been a lot of good work, and that's going to be a busy next couple of months for us here in the city, and we're excited about so many good things happening. So that's my report. Okay, next we have our public comment period, and this is where we have a chance to hear from you. So in just a minute, I'll open it up and invite anyone who's here in person that would like to speak is invited to come up to the microphone. Please give us your name and address for the public record, and everyone gets to take 3 minutes to share whatever you want. Something you like, something you hate, something you want to do, something you don't want to do, whatever. We won't be able to fix it all right now during this meeting or to address all of your questions or concerns, but it's a chance for us to get to hear from you, and we'd love to hear from you. So every meeting, we just give the same disclosure that we are really proud of how we do things here in South Jordan, and we make a commitment to everyone here of respect from us and ask the same in return. We all love this city, and we are proud to keep our decorum in this chamber. So we ask that of everyone, and we make that commitment to all of you as well. With that, I will open the public comment period. If there's anybody in person that would like to speak, you're invited to come to the mic, give us your name and address, and share what you'd like.
Hi, my name is Yuri Walker, and I live at 2504 West Van Ross Drive here in South Jordan. I'm here to request that the city consider creating a collection point for fluorescent light tube recycling. There are only two locations that I'm aware of in the Salt Lake Valley for recycling fluorescent tubes. One is the Transjordan landfill, which is not convenient, and the other is the Salt Lake landfill. I have some points that will help you understand why this would be helpful. Many stores will take the compact fluorescent small tubes, small balls, but not the larger tubes. The Salt Lake County Library System used to collect them, but they no longer do that. The internet has numerous out-of-date and incorrect places to where you can recycle them. So you can spend a lot of time finding out that that's not correct. Even the Salt Lake, the South Jordan website has a dead link to the Salt Lake County website for recycling those tubes. There is a household hazardous waste facility in Sandy, 8800 South, 700 West, but I'm not sure whether they take the tubes or not because their website is just kind of says household waste. It doesn't say exactly where they take. The South Jordan City website says they only take antifreeze, batteries, oil, and paint. So I don't know, you know, whether that is. Anyway, it's problematic trying to find out where to recycle these things, and it would be nice if the city could create some kind of drop-off location and transport those to the landfill or some other recycling facility. And if you wanted to go above and beyond and go the extra mile, you could also consider accepting household hazardous waste or e-waste products, electronic products, because those are just about as equally difficult to recycle. But so thank you for listening to my concerns and suggestions, and hope you can look into that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Hi. My name is Catherine Campbell. I'm at 11183 South Palisade Rim Circle in South Jordan. This is the first time I've actually been to a meeting, so it's nice. I do have a couple questions. It's nice that we're able to say a prayer at the beginning. That's nice. Some of us aren't LDS, so it would also be nice maybe just to have a prayer that's open for all.
It is open for all. That's why I said what I said. Anyone is invited to come.
Oh, no. I'm just simply saying
that anyone wants to give, they can.
So oh, we, okay. Not always LDS. That's great.
We get a variety. That's great. Anyone's welcome to do that.
Thank you. The other thing that I do have a question on is back about 2 years ago in our neighborhood, there's a place called Park Place that's right by the gym. We had received a letter at our home that they were going to vote during one of these meetings for the security there. I don't know what happened, but then one day there was a meeting and then all of a sudden it was canceled. There is now a security guard, and it's been there since the Park Place. It's literally like right behind the park off South Jordan Parkway. And that's it. That just went in all of a sudden, and we didn't get to choose. We didn't get to vote. So I don't know, who would we look into? Who would we talk to for questions on that? There was, we received a letter to come in and vote, and then all of a sudden it was just canceled, and the security went up.
Something, right?
There's not an HOA there.
Yeah, because that's not something that we did.
The city doesn't own that. We didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can look into that.
If you have the letter, I'm happy to take a look. That sounds more like an HOA type of issue.
We don't have an HOA, but I can look at that. The last thing that I wanted to talk about really, actually there's two things. The first thing that I have to talk about is someone mentioned, I believe it was Don, attending a Republican function. Do we ever have Democratic functions that anyone attends? Are they?
Democratic functions.
Okay, so we can. So does anyone attend them?
Couldn't say.
If any of us choose to go to any of them, none of us have to go to any of them. We can just choose to go or not go, just like anybody else. Yeah.
Okay. I'll continue to come back. So thank you. And the last thing I have a question on is, do we have any DEI, anything about DEI committees, anything like that here in South Jordan? Or, I mean, is there anything that, I know that, as everyone knows, what's been going on in our country, it's very frustrating, and I'm not here to start anything. I know everyone has seen the town halls. I am curious, though, and I know I've talked to a lot of my neighbors about, and I don't know if that's, I didn't see it on the agenda tonight or this evening. Are there any additional town hall meetings where we can actually, you can hear our voices, or our voices can be heard regarding that matter? Just about what's going on,
Are you referring to what was on the agenda before?
No, I'm just looking at the agenda today. I'm just wondering if there's a different meeting, perhaps we're in the wrong meeting, where we have a chance to hear, you can hear our voices. I'm sure you all are familiar with it on the news. Like, there's a lot going on. Or is there ever a, is there a city hall meeting? I've looked.
This is the time.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. My time is up, so I will continue to come back, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we welcome you. We appreciate you being here, and if you ever want to give a reverence, any kind of reverence, you're welcome to.
Perfect.
Have you. Just contact the city recorder, and you'll get
perfect.
Set up. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here in person that would like to speak?
She was brave enough to come up here, so I guess I have to, too. So
we're pretty nice. Like, we're not an intimidating group.
So mine's pretty...
Can you state your name for me?
Yes, I'm Darwin Overson at the same address. In our neighborhood there, it's a bit of a thoroughfare, the park, the Palisade, I can't even remember the road, but it goes down by the river. It's a bit of a thoroughfare for all the development and offices and the gym and the recreational activities, which are all great, but our neighborhood ends up being used as
parking
and also the thoroughfare, the traffic. And we have a very serious speeding problem along there, and I'm wondering what steps could be taken to petition for speed bump installation. Mm-hmm. If anybody can provide any guidance, I'd appreciate it.
Probably the best thing we could do is connect you with Brad Clavino, our city engineer right here.
Yeah.
If you have a quick answer, or if you want to talk offline and really have a more robust conversation. Otherwise, if you've got a quick answer. Usually we don't actually fix things like
this. If you can get a hold of me or my traffic engineer, Jeremy Nielsen, and we have a traffic committee that meets once a month, and we go over residents, citizens' complaints, or concerns or issues that they may have.
Are those submitted in writing, or do we participate in the meeting?
No, it's just a staff meeting, but we take every citizen comment and very seriously. So, and we look at it, we'll do speed studies, we work with PD and the police department. So I can meet you out in the hallway here in just a second.
Yeah, if you don't mind doing that and connecting your contact information, he's the one to, they've got a whole traffic committee, and our city engineer would be the one to oversee that work with.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here that would like to speak? Okay. Seeing none, thank you. We'll close the public comment period and move to our action items. We have item G1, resolution R2025-14, prohibiting the use of an ignition source, including fireworks, lighters, matches, sky lanterns, and smoking materials in certain areas. We're going to turn to our fire chief, Chief Dawson, for this.
Mayor, Council, thank you for giving me a few minutes to present our first resolution tonight. It's our annual fireworks resolution. As you know, each year we are required by state law to submit any firework restricted areas to the county and to the state fire marshal by May 1st. So that's why we're here tonight. We're proposing the same resolution and area restrictions that we have had for the same last couple of years. We're not making any changes this year. As we've discussed in the past, the wildland urban interface fires continue to be a problem throughout the nation. As you know, we went on a couple of deployments nationally this year to support other communities, but we do have a high risk here in South Jordan, and so some of those areas definitely need mitigation efforts, and so that's what we're attempting to do. And we've had good success in the past as well. We've seen a decrease in fires in these restricted areas, and we believe that we're mitigating some of that threat within our own community, which we hope to continue to do. The issue that we have is on really wet years, we get a lot of fuel growth that then dries out by the summer months, and on the really dry years, it just becomes even more explosively flammable. And so we're really trying to do what we can to mitigate that hazard. As previously stated, I'm not making any recommendations for changes to the existing map. That map is up year round for our residents to see. It's an interactive map where they can go in and put their that's thanks to the wizardry of Matt Jarman, our GIS specialist. He's awesome. They can actually put their address in that map and see exactly where they are in relation to any areas that may be restricted. So again, we keep that up year round for our residents. I guess I'll leave it at that, unless you have any questions.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Chief, I always have questions about this one.
Sure.
I was looking at the map earlier today, and the thing I noticed is that the Bingham Creek Regional Park is no fireworks.
Right.
Appropriately. Mm-hmm. But the street right adjacent to it in my neighborhood is not. And aerial fireworks, I think, could easily get over there if the wind was right, into the regional park. And I just wonder if it would be appropriate to consider making that first street that is immediately north of the park in the subdivision there also a no firework area.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, if the street that I live on is a no firework area, and that, it seems to me, my neighbors are going to hate me, but
you're doing what's the good thing for the city.
I just think it's a real risk, you know.
Yeah, we try to be as conservative as we can and reasonable, but we also do take those recommendations and look at those individually, and so we'll definitely look at that area to see if that is within state law to include. It would be, I guess, my answer there. But absolutely, yeah.
Is it 200 feet from the wildland interface? That's what I recall reading somewhere in the materials.
Yeah, that's correct. In those interface designated interface areas, parks are a little different. We have excluded those based upon them being government property. Yeah. And so that's a little different area.
But that area of the Bingham Creek Regional Park is essentially a wildland interface.
Correct. You bet.
I know that road is not 200 feet from that.
Yeah, we'll look at that then and make sure that we get that right and make any adjustments to the map if you're amiable to that.
Just don't tell my neighbors.
Fair.
You're only being recorded.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the input. That typically is the input that we received for the last couple of years. The only input we've received is to add additional areas to the map. So, yeah, but we'll definitely look at that. And again, if you're amiable as a council to do that, then we would be more than happy to look at adding that to it.
I think it's prudent. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone have any other questions for the chief? Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to ask if there's a motion on resolution R2025-14 prohibiting the use of an ignition source, including fireworks, lighters, matches, sky lanterns, and smoking materials in certain areas.
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve resolution R2025-14 as stated.
Okay, thanks. We have a motion by Mrs. Zander. Is there a second?
Madam Mayor, I'm willing to second, but I have a question. The question is, if the chief and his team decide that area that I pointed out to them should be included, can they just go ahead and do that with this ordinance?
As long as it's in the motion that way.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Do I need to make a new motion?
No, just say that you're okay with the chief's discretion based on what the law
So allows. I move to approve the resolution with the addition of the street that was discussed in our city council meeting.
I'll second.
Okay. Okay. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's approved. I'm looking for the chief. I'm like, he's not there. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Item G2, we have resolution R2025-15, authorizing the mayor to sign the Metro Fire Agency interlocal agreement, amending the terms related to the Operations Advisory Committee and the budget. Chief, we'll turn to you for this as well.
Yep, thank you. The second resolution I'm presenting today is really just a cleanup of our current interlocal agreement, which exists today. As you, I'm sure, are aware, our fire department participates in the Metro Fire Agency, which is a cooperative of fire departments that includes all municipal fire departments in Salt Lake County, with the exception of Salt Lake City. Metro Fire was originally created in 2006 as a mechanism for a fire department to cooperate in specialty areas of emergency services, such as hazardous materials response, technical rescue, as well as wildland firefighting. It also allows for all departments to share operational and training resources so that we can provide a more robust response while also reducing costs to cities. Basically, if we have very specialized equipment, we are able to share that instead of every department purchasing expensive equipment. If it's stuff that we don't use that often, then we share those resources. We also come together on contracts. We have much better buying powers. We come together as cities. We get better pricing on our PPE, our medical supplies, our uniforms, things like that. And so there's been a real advantage to us to remain a member of the Metro Fire Agency. What we're asking tonight is really just to clean up the agreement. The last agreement was signed in 2020, had some boilerplate language as it pertained specifically to our operations advisory committee, which is largely an informal advisory committee, much more like a staff meeting, if you will. We get together and advise the Metro trustees, who are the public body for Metro Fire Agency. And there was some language in there that indicated that that advisory committee should adhere to the open meetings laws. We've consulted with our office of the city attorney as well as, and they've consulted with other municipalities, city attorneys, and have recognized that there's no need for that particular advisory committee. The other thing too is there was, again, some language in there specific to the budget and employees of the Metro Fire Agency, of which there are none. So the Metro Fire Agency does not have a budget, doesn't deal with public funds. Any public funds are expended by the cities according to their own policies and practices. So really what we wanted to do is just clean up the agreement to make sure that it is commensurate with the way we actually do business. So this is what we're asking for tonight. So a couple of minor changes to the agreement. Otherwise, it's the same agreement that we've been operating under since 2020.
So. Thank you. Anyone have any questions for the chief? Go ahead, Mr. Shelton.
Yeah.
Sorry. So there's no budget.
Correct.
But there's provisions if there happened to be a budget of how it would be managed and so forth, I noticed.
Yes.
And 50-year agreement seems like a long time, but there's also an out clause. Am I right?
That's correct. It's not only an out clause to leave Metro Fire altogether, but if any individual city or agency can opt out individually on contracts or specific provisions that are determined within the Metro Fire Agency. So nobody is beholden to anything that Metro decides.
So we use it as it benefits us.
Correct.
And if a particular program doesn't necessarily benefit us, then we don't participate in
it. Right. We can opt out but still maintain, you know, the benefits of being a member of the agency.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks, Chief.
You bet.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, I will ask if there is a motion on Resolution R-2025-15 authorizing the mayor to sign the Metro Fire Agency interlocal agreement, amending the terms related to the Operations Advisory Committee and the budget.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2025-15 as you have stated it.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Any additional discussion?
I'll just make a comment. I think it's a great thing that this allows, you know, us to buy in bulk and save money. And so I combine it together. So I think it's a great thing.
Great. Thank you. It sounds to me like it's a lot like we have a council of mayors in Salt Lake City, and so does Davis County in Salt Lake County, I mean, and Davis County does, Utah County does, but it's not an official group. We just get together to talk about mutual things, but it's not formal. We don't make decisions. Nothing's bound by it. We just get together, bounce ideas off each other, figure things out, talk about where some things are. Yeah, similar to that, except you also have like this buying power, which I think is good. Okay, thank you. Any others? All right, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Okay, that passes. Thank you. Appreciate you, Chief. And your team's been extra busy. And please thank them for us. We're glad they're safe. Appreciate their hard work, especially over the weekend. All the time. Yeah, thank you. All right, now we have a couple of public hearings. Item H1 is Resolution R-2025-16, amending the Transportation Master Plan for South Jordan City. We are going to turn to Brad Clavino, our city engineer, and Director of Engineering. Let's get the whole title right. The Godfather of Engineering.
Whatever works.
Yeah. We're going to turn to Brad Clavino for this.
Just call me Brad if you want.
I think that's a promotion for him, but I'm not sure. He might already be there.
Mayor, members of council, thanks. The item before you is to amend the Transportation Master Plan. As you recall, last year we did this solutions development study on Shields Lane. Had numerous public meetings, public outreach. We met with the city council in work sessions, I think, two or three times. The conclusion was to head down the path of, no pun intended, but a multi-use path separated from the road and narrowing up the road a little bit. So in order to help us get grants and other funding down the road as we proceed down this path, we felt it was important to include it on our Transportation Master Plan. It just gives more validity to the results of the study. And so really, it's pretty simple. The amendment is to take the active transportation phasing recommendations, Table 8, and amend it right there to put a multi-use, call that a multi-use path. And then the next sheet is basically doing the same thing, adding that note to Shields Lane in that area. So it's pretty simple modification with that. And then we have another change I'll get to in a second, but before I move to that, do you have any questions regards to what we're doing with Shields Lane and adding that on? Or do you want to wait till after the public hearing?
Yeah, we'll bring questions back again. Yeah, thank you.
The other item on here, if we could switch to the other diagram, is with the, see if that, there we go. No, that's not it. With U-111, with the state rebuilding and straightening out U-111 out there, we have been working diligently with, for probably going on 2 years, with the property owners, with UDOT, and us, City of South Jordan and the City of Harriman, to determine where the future intersections will be. I don't know how I say this kindly, but
just say it.
If you don't define this with UDOT right up front, it can just be difficult down the road. So we all felt in order to help the properties develop in the long term, in order to define where the intersections will be, that we ought to have this agreement. And it was not easy to do. It was a lot of work. The agreement was actually signed between the City of South Jordan and UDOT last year. Harriman also signed an agreement with UDOT. And really, the boundaries, it's largely in South Jordan. So South Jordan Parkway is right here. Harriman Parkway is right here. The city boundary goes like this now. And so really, the only small portion is in Harriman down here. But believe me, I got blasted pretty good. But anyhow, that's a whole nother issue.
That's what I actually thought you were going to say. Like, I mean, you can just say what you need to say. Brad's been really impressive at this process.
But anyhow, so the rest of the city, all these others, so this is the Daybreak area, well, actually down to here. This is the shoreline area, and this, of course, is the Rio Tinto Annex area. So this agreement defines where all those intersections will be and where all the signals will be in the future. And as far as the timing goes now with the project, the last I heard is they're going to bid it here shortly in the next month or two, with construction starting in the fall of this year, and it's about a two-year project. And I had to go through quite a bit of arguments with them. They were only going to get enough money to build one lane in each direction, and I thought, well, when we tie the intersections in, then you got to go rebuild a quarter mile in each direction, get the turn pockets. Finally, they consented, found enough money to put at least three lanes in, the turn lane in the middle and the one lane each direction. Excuse me. Ultimately, it will have a five-lane section. They are purchasing the right-of-way for that, but they are only going to build the three lanes at this time, which, I mean, I know we've talked, Mayor, it would be better if they could build the five lanes right now and build the multi-use path that will be separated, but they just don't have the money for that right now. But anyhow, this agreement, when we signed it, it did say that we were required to put it in our transportation master plan, so to kind of help memorialize these intersections. So that's why that's on this resolution, to incorporate that in our transportation master plan. So since it's a public hearing, I'll let you open that up, and then I can answer any questions.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Okay, very similar to our public comment period, I'm now going to, in just a second, I'm going to open the public hearing on resolution R-2025-16, amending the transportation master plan for South Jordan City. Anyone here in person that would like to speak specifically about this, adding the Shields Lane and the U-111 interchanges, memorializing those in our transportation master plan? The time is now yours. You're invited to come to the microphone. Please give us your name and address for the record and take 3 minutes to tell us what you think. Okay. Seeing none, I will ask if there's anyone online that would like to speak specifically to this item. If so, I need you to turn on your camera and give us a wave, please. All right. Not seeing anyone, so I will close the public hearing and turn to the council, see if anybody has any questions for Mr. Clavinow. Go ahead.
On page 2 of your report, it might just be that I'm reading it wrong. On where it says B, approximately 1100 north of A, and C, approximately 1100 north of B, I didn't know where those were located.
On which page in the report?
It says the corridor agreement on page 2.
Oh, the corridor agreement, sorry.
Let's talk about the location of the...
The signals?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're talking about this for A or B?
B and C.
Yeah, so 123rd South is, can we bring up that last drawing again real quick? So right here it's 126, this is 123rd, and then 1,100 feet north of that approximately is this one.
Okay.
And then 1,100 approximately that one.
Okay, because all the others had, you know, directions on a map, and so that kind of confused
me. It's a long story. There was a lot of negotiating going on and trying to figure those out. None of them are exactly precise, because there'll be some tweaking. They'll slide a little bit here and there, but that's the proximity of where they'll go. So,
yeah, I knew that you would have the answer.
Yeah, well, we hope. Thanks.
Thank you.
Those are all meant to be signals?
Yes, someday when
the
they're...
The only one that thinks that that's a lot of signals?
Well, all the pink ones are signals, aren't they? And then
the pink ones are signals. The other ones are right in, right out. And it does look...
It does seem like a lot.
They're only 1,100 feet apart.
I know.
Yep. But in the future, I mean, they'll only be put in when they're warranted, when you have the traffic volumes of the streets coming up. And here, part of this U-111 extension, it's the end. It's like a cul-de-sac down there. So... part of the struggle we had as cities and with UDOT was they wanted to build this like a, you know, an expressway, you know, with no connectivity and all this stuff. But yet, how do you develop and do that? when the volumes really aren't extremely high down there because it's basically
open.
Yeah, back at the end of the whole development area. So we did get UDOT to kind of back down a little bit on that, and that's why I don't know. They may not all happen. It depends how it develops, but we would rather have it this way and back off if we have to than go the other direction with them.
And I can appreciate that. And we do know right now that looks nice and wide open. It's going to be intense development down there, and it is a cul-de-sac. It's a dead end.
Right.
Everybody is going to need to be able to get in and out. I understand that.
Right. So you can picture what Daybreak would look like 20 years ago and what it looks like now. It's kind of what we'll see out there someday.
So, Mr. Clavineau, I hadn't thought about the fact that it dead ends. So, seriously, at the end of that road, people either have to go east-west or turn around and go back north, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Harriman is looking at extending it on down to 134, but it would be more of an arterial road at that point. The state road would end at 126 there.
Okay.
And I think they're working on making that a state road out on 126 or Harriman Parkway all the way out to Bangor at some point in time. So the state road would actually kind of loop, if you want to call it that, go from north-south all of a sudden to east-west. So
I know that's what Harriman would like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
and
where
there
that's
would be it. Nowhere to go west. This is it.
That's it.
To the west.
Yeah, to the west it'd go a little bit, but not very far. So.
Could I ask another follow-up
yes,
question?
Yes, please.
Show me where's the access to Butterfield Canyon.
It's further to the
it's
south.
It's further off.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not on the map.
Right.
And then I do have one other question. The white rectangle, is that the Bullfrog Spa?
Yes.
Which I know of this building.
Right.
So if I'm seeing this correct, the city boundaries are quite west of that. Like Harriman has a chunk on both sides of Bacchus. Is that correct? I thought they just butted up to Bacchus, but the dotted line crosses over Bacchus.
Yeah, their boundary is something like this, and then it.
Okay, because the dotted line takes them.
It goes like this, and then goes, you know, we're out west like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the dot, if you go right there to the Bullfrog Spa, the bottom left corner,
that intersection's
that dotted line crosses over Bacchus. Is that not a true city line right there?
No, the city line goes like that.
Okay. So that four-way intersection of 118th and Bacchus is all four corners South Jordan?
No, the new alignment where U-111 or, well, State Highway U-111 will come through will be half in let's see.
At 118th.
It'll be half in Harriman and half in South Jordan.
Further south, but the 118th South intersection with U-111 should all be in South Jordan.
No, it'll be half in Harriman. And half in
because of the new alignment, it's moving over.
Because their water, it goes past their water tanks. Their water tanks are west of where the new U-111 alignment is, and it kind of jogs there. So they have half of that intersection.
So to clarify, then, when the U-111 realigns this final alignment, the four corners of 118th and U-111, the north two corners are South Jordan. Are both the south two corners
Harriman?
Okay.
Not very far to the south, but they do have.
They do have that.
I'm not sure exactly what that distance is, but yeah.
All right. Thank you. That's what I wanted.
And it's really all because they had bought the property where their water tanks are, which is west of that alignment. And so when Rio Tinto did that, they put that into Harriman. So.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Thank you.
Good. Go ahead.
Mine's more of a comment, if that's okay, Mayor. Is now the time to do that?
Yes.
You know, so, Mr. Clavineau, I agree with you on the number of lanes. I mean, it seems to make so much sense that if it's supposed to be five lanes, that they start, just do the five lanes right from the get-go. It seems in the long run, it costs less to be able to do that than do it twice.
Yes.
But also, anytime we do have to do road construction, it's disruptive, you know, in the community. It's hard on our residents. And so, since we're amending this, I felt like I had to state that. I understand you've done your best to go in there and say, hey, that's what we prefer. But I understand also they're saying, hey, this is the only money we have, so this is what we're going to do. But I think it's fair to say that this council would certainly prefer that it was, you know, done five lanes wide right from the get-go and not have to have this redone down the road when it, at the time when it grows and we have to redo this whole thing. just
having the same argument with them on Mountain View Corridor Freeway.
They
only want to build two lanes right now in each direction, and they say the day they open they'll be at capacity. But that's the state and their funding process, and I don't know what to say about that.
Thank you for fighting the fight on that.
I have a question about that. It's kind of an opinion. I want to ask Mr. Lewis your opinion. So you said that, I mean, I know that I'm familiar with this, and I know that they've been purchasing right-of-way, and it was supposed to be five lanes, and there's only money to do the three lanes. Is this the kind of thing that there's enough time? It's got to be the kind of thing there's enough time we could work to try to leverage some additional funding from the state maybe in the next legislative session if we work on that throughout this year.
Do you know when they're beginning construction going out to bid?
Going out to bid this spring, start construction in the fall. They'll probably, the first 8 months will be largely just grading.
Do they plan to grade the extra lanes?
I believe they're pretty much going to grade, for the five lanes section.
They'll grade for the five, but so we'd have next session to see if we could find funding for the extra lanes.
I'm wondering.
Yeah, they would have to. I don't know if they could change order that much or how they would
alternative
work.
Bid it.
Well, that's what they should do. But
could we get him? I mean, have we asked them to alternative bid it and bid it both ways?
I don't know if that specific question's been asked, but we have hounded them about why don't we do five lanes, and the answer always is we don't have the money for that.
Understood. Maybe, Madam Mayor, maybe that's something where if we put in a formal request that they bid it both ways, express our intention to work with them to see if we can acquire
if
funding
we can come up with money
and stuff. Then if there is no money, like this year was a very lean year at the legislature, and because do you have a rough guesstimate on how much those extra lanes would be additional?
Well, I think they're looking at just the three lanes and what they got to build at like 120 million. So it probably would add another 30 million, 30, maybe 40 to the 40 million. Million. Yeah.
That could be done right.
What's that? Be done right.
Be done.
Yeah, I don't know that they have that money, but certainly if they bid in the alternative, that shouldn't cost them a lot of extra money or time to have the alternative bids, just to have the price. And then if by chance we can see if they can acquire
it. I do have a meeting Thursday with Robert Stewart. Mm-hmm. I meet quarterly with the region staff. And I'll mention it to him, but it may be one of those things that has to go a little higher than me.
Will you let me know?
So I will.
Because if we need to, I mean, he's the region director, you're our director of engineering. That would be that's the right place to start.
Yeah, I'll start with there, and then we'll see where it goes.
And if it doesn't seem to go very far, let me know.
I know if I go directly to Juan, she'll tell me, Juan Lee, the project manager, she'll tell me no. But
yeah.
Well, this is the kind of request that actually is elevated above that. I think speaking directly to the Region 3 director is the right place to start. And if it doesn't seem to move any needles, that's a conversation I'm willing to have.
Yeah.
We're not asking them to spend more money now.
Right. Just
the incremental cost of dual bidding it, that's not going to be significantly more money. It's not going to change the timeline significantly or anything. That should be actually fairly simple. Them saying there's no money, that's fine. That's the whole point, is to know how much money it would be, where we'd go to look for it. And
it'd be good to know in today's dollars how much
exactly. That is. Yeah. And it's not an estimate, it's an actual bid. And then we just need to know the timeline to select it, and then we can go to work. I mean, it's not like there's that kind of money just sitting around in the
Nobody
couch cushions,
kind of
but
money sitting around, but
we can at least start working toward finding it.
Yeah.
No guarantees, obviously.
I'll talk to Robert on, hopefully he's there, but he's supposed to be. So hopefully I'll talk to him on Thursday.
That we know it's probably a long shot, and but we would really appreciate if they would dual bid it so we could know what we're up against.
And even if he gives you signs that he's not too favorable, follow it up with like a written request. So we document it that way and get a written not favorable or no, or a, sure, that sounds fine. Because then if we have that written one, then we can, there's ways we can take that and go up the chain.
Could I also ask a question? Mm-hmm. So are we asking for the dual bid for the whole project or for the South Jordan portion?
It really is not much out of the South Jordan, so it should be the whole project.
Yeah.
And I know Harriman, to be honest with you, would support the exact same thing. I've talked to their city engineer. We're all on the same.
And I think there's a state senator who's been somewhat involved in this project. He'd support it. I don't know if there's money, but there would be a lot of policy and political support for it. The question is just finding the money.
But if we had an idea of what the target was,
Yeah, that helps a lot.
That'd be helpful, yes. Yeah,
and it shouldn't cost them much, if anything, to dual bid it, should it?
No, you just put it as a bid, add-on bid alternative. And
Shouldn't be a big deal.
They'll make it a little bit more of a bigger deal than it would be, but it can be added on pretty easily.
It's the starting point, at least.
Yeah.
Yes, they are a part of this conversation. Yeah. Okay, anybody have any other questions? Please don't mistake my request for thinking we're just going to go find another $50 million for that. I know how hard that is. I do.
I know.
But I'm also not afraid to work on it. So if we could get them to dual bid it and we know what the target is, we'll get to work and see what we can do.
Okay.
It's worth trying.
Generations of traffic jams on that road, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything
Madam
else?
Mayor, I do have one
Please,
question.
Please, go ahead.
I'm just curious on the 98 South improvement. Do you have any thoughts about timing on that? Or
we did make a request for STIP funds this round of to go from, I think, Bangor down to 27th. I forgot the exact dollar amount we requested. It looked favorable by the committee. I don't know quite yet if that's been to the COG or whatever yet for the vote from those projects, but I think we might get that approved. But we're always doing those 5 or 6 years out, so even if we do get it approved this year, the funding probably wouldn't be available till 29 or 30. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes we can move those up. We've done that on some projects, so we'll have to see if we can slide it forward a little bit. But So I think we had a really favorable recommendation from the committee that looks at those projects. So I think everybody would like to see it happen. Yeah. Just hopefully we can keep moving it down the road.
It's probably 5 or 6 years out anyway.
Yeah, unless something happens differently. I know we are looking at the Utah Trail Network, the what they call it, UTN funds, to see might be a possibility too. It's just difficult about those is UDOT has to design them and bid them. I wish they would allow the cities to use those monies for trails instead of having to go through UDOT and add 30% to the cost. But anyways.
You said that was a STIP application?
Yeah.
Okay, they're not talking about that in Regional Growth Committee this week, but I'm just double checking the draft. When you chair the council, you get the draft agenda to approve up front. Oh. I can see if it's on the agenda. We'll work on that. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, anybody have any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Is there a motion on item H1, resolution R2025-16, amending the transportation master plan for South Jordan City?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution R2025-16.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Any additional discussion? Comments? Questions? Okay, Mrs. Crookston, would you please?
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Okay. That is approved. Thank you. And thank you for being proactive about making sure we memorialize those things. There's always a lot of turnover. People retire, people change jobs, whatever, and we have a lot of experience in the city knowing the things that were agreed upon a long time ago, if we didn't have the documentation of the proof of it, there's nobody there anymore that remembers that. So it's just, and it's not unique to UDOT. It's with everywhere. It's everything. So this is good policy. This is a good thing. Thank you.
They're famous for when you get a good relationship, they move them.
Thank you. All right, item H2, we have ordinance 2025-08, readopting the city's construction standards and specifications. We will also turn to Mr. Clavino for this, and thank you guys for coming. They can't, no, I'm talking to them, but thanks for being here.
Okay. Very focused.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Yes, Mayor, member of the council. So this is my annual ordinance I bring to you, so because in 2017, the Utah Legislature and House Bill 232 required our construction standards and specifications be part of the land use regulations be adopted by the city council by ordinance. And so we have a committee that
meets a couple times a year, a few times a year, to go over our standards. And we talk about things that should be tweaked, changed, updated, new technologies, or we find things that aren't working. And so every year I bring this to you with a few changes to our standard plans and specifications. This year, actually, it's really fairly minor, fairly small, I guess, the number of items. And really, even though there's a few items in here, they most of them evolve around two things. One is the water pipe allows some deflection in them when you install them. But we found some issues with that, so we're kind of changing our standards to not allow that anymore. They'll have to use fittings and joints to make curves and stuff like that. So that's two or three of the items. Another item is HDPE pipe. We didn't really have a great section on how to install those and how to do the fusing and stuff like that. So there's a fairly new, that's probably the biggest changes, is adding that section in here of how you do that. A couple changes on secondary valves from a Mueller to an AFC. One item in storm drain on storm water maintenance plan is required to be submitted. That wasn't real clear before. And that's really the bulk of the changes. I can answer any questions if you have them. I know it's a big document if you read through the whole thing I think we tried to highlight where the pages were, but anyhow.
It kind of feels like a master's degree in engineering.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer that we have to do it this way, but that's what their legislature decided to do. So.
Thank you. We'll do the public hearing and then we'll come back for questions. Thank you. All right, I'm now going to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2025-08, readopting the city's construction standards and specifications. If there's anyone here in person that would like to speak to this, the time is now yours. Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak to this item? If so, please turn on your camera and give us a wave. Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing with an acknowledgement that this isn't, Brad, we love what you do and we're grateful for what you do, but this is not like the most exciting thing that we ever do. So
it's good nighttime reading.
Not too many people, it's not light reading either. It's not, so. Okay, is there anyone that has any questions for Mr. Clavineau? No? Just a comment.
I don't know if I understand it enough to be able to ask questions.
I would just make a comment. Along with what you said, Mayor, I would just say thank you, Brad. We trust you, and we know that you're the expert. So as I browse through it.
I'll be honest, I'm not the expert on all this stuff. It's engineering and public works working very closely together. We involved some stuff with fire also in there and planning, so it's a team effort, but I'm not an expert in all this stuff either.
An amazing team.
So,
and we trust that.
And that's my comment, is it's great to know that we have trusted professionals. Yeah. So as we read through this, we're like, wow, it's great to know that you've gone deep into the details.
We like to look smart once in a while.
Well, and on top of that, our standards are high in South Jordan.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. We have a really good inspection team and the public works team. We work really close together, and I think we get pretty good infrastructure installed. Some things go hiccup once in a while, but otherwise it's pretty good here. So.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, I'm going to ask if there is a motion on Ordinance 2025-08, readopting the city's construction standards and specifications.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Ordinance 2025-08 as you stated.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mrs. Zander. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, please.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
That is approved. Thank you. And Mr. Clavineau, thank you. And everyone else involved, all the other departments, everybody working on this. It's a heavy lift. It's easy to look at a couple of things and go, wow, this is a lot of, jargon that we don't know all these specifics very well about. But we really do appreciate the collaboration and the expertise of all of our teams that are making sure this is right. And our residents know it. They don't have to know the minutiae of what these standards are. They just know that it's good and it's part of why they choose to live here. So thank you. Okay, we're going to turn at now item I. We have staff reports and calendaring items. We're going to turn to our city manager, Mr. Dustin Lewis, for that.
Just one item. I was going to turn to Public Information Officer Rachel Van Cleve to see if she wanted to share with you some information about your role and participation in the ribbon cutting event at the new South Jordan downtown track station. So, Ms. Van Cleve.
This is really exciting, you guys. So just a couple of quick things. Update, fingers crossed that the weather stays good, and we might actually have the art installed on Monday, so ahead of this. Either way, we're going to be having some great visuals, and we'll have a mock-up of it, so we'll have something pertinent there. But in terms of your roles, there is going to be some kind of fun visuals as a part of it. We're going to have...
how come that makes us all nervous?
Because...
Rachel is
the way she's...
am I suddenly...
Because it's going to be a party. No, it's going to be a big celebration. I think we're going to have... We're going to make it all about supporting our partners for doing awesome things about... Doing awesome things in our city. So kind of a little bit of the idea of what we're going to be doing. Mayor's going to get on the train with some other people from UDOT, UTA, and LHM. They're going to get on Daybreak Station. They're going to come to the new station, get off where you all will be. You're going to be at that east parking lot just right there next to the new station and potentially be holding, I got to get the signs printed, but some welcome to South Jordan signs is what I'm thinking. And then also I have to work this out with the UTA. We have a meeting on Thursday, but to maybe help shoot some confetti off when they get off the train. Anyway, so it is going to be a big party. It's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm going to make sure that you all should have gotten your invite from UTA. Yes, did everybody get their invite? Okay, awesome. I'm going to make sure you all have your information about when you need to arrive, but you're going to be coming straight to the parking lot. It's a temporary asphalt parking lot just to the east of the platform. And there'll be a big tent there. They'll have some parking marked off, so that'll work great. And then I will make sure you're decked out with all the fun stuff. So get ready to celebrate our awesome new track stop.
Awesome. We expect a lot of media there.
They better be.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, quite a bit of media there,
yep.
And then they'll do a tour after.
Yep, yeah, so LHM is running a tour of the ballpark and stuff, so if you want to see where it's at, we're only a few weeks out, that's a good opportunity to do that, so media's going to be there, and it's going to be awesome. So I'll just make sure you have all the details ahead of it, but that's on March 26th. The event starts at 1 p.m., so I'll be making sure you are going to be there a little sooner, and I'll let you know the details of that. All right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Speaking of opening events, some of you will remember attending a groundbreaking way back when for the former boxing gym. Mm-hmm. They are getting close to completing that facility and are finalizing some plans for a ribbon cutting there here in a few weeks. As soon as that's finalized, I'll just send those details to you in an email, and I'll also send you a calendar invite to hold a spot on your calendar, so keep an eye out from that, but more details to be forthcoming. That's all I have for you this evening.
It's exciting.
It is.
That has been a long time coming. They have worked hard on that to raise the money to build that boxing gym. Mm-hmm. That's been in the works as long as we've been here, as Jason and I have been here, because that very first year was when we did that land swap. And yeah.
It'll be exciting. A great venue for a lot of people in our community.
It's a great asset to the community and serves so many people. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
There's some great events coming up there this year. Yeah,
good. Okay, thank you. Unless anybody has anything else, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
Madam Mayor, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.